silver, diamond, desert, and all around me a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
The sun was shining as I came strutting through the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling. The fog was lifting, a voice came chanting,
this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me, for you.
When we were young.
When we were young and love was new, I loved a boy who looked like you. I saw your face there and lost myself in dreams. But we were young and tossed away our precious love along the way. We parted strangers, but now and then we said
girls. Now, special little announcement as our favorite Dave's brothers come to the fore. Our water witcher is busy witching away the water from up above, but he'll be here, guarantee he'll be here after lunch so you can take his picture. I know some of you want him.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're real happy to be back here with you. We try to come up every year, and we're going to sing and play just two or three songs for you. The next one will be one with Frank Cunningham doing the honors called Little Birdie. Now, we need this back down just a little bit so it can pick up the dobro, which is not really, it's not easy to hear, so if you bring just a little bit more. Yes, sir, that, I think that'll be good. Like that. Thank you.
Little birdie, come sing me your song. Got a short time to stay and a long time to be gone. I'd rather be in some dark corner where the sun don't never shine. Another man's woman, when you promise to be mine. Little birdie, come sing me your song. Got a short time to stay and a long time to be gone. Kentucky home. My mother and father are both dead. Got no place to call my own.
Little birdie, come sing me your song. Got a short
when you know that my true lover is waiting in the sky.
Little birdie, come sing me your song. Got a short time to stay here and a long time to be gone.
Bring it down just a little bit more so that you can all hear the instrumental. We're going to play a Stephen Foster melody, and I'll see if you can recognize it.
Thank you.
I just want to say I want you to be sure to give me a copy of that Stephen Foster song, because that's one I don't know.
I'm gonna have to go back to school before I come back up here again. I can do that now. As our last number, a fiddle tune that Vern does real well, that you've all heard, the Orange Blossom Special. Banjo.
Take dinner with some of these ladies over here serving chicken and dumplings and chicken and rice, chicken bog and fried chicken and fried fish and who knows what, sandwiches, oh galore, hamburgers, hot dogs. And we'll see you back here, rain or shine. We're playing it by ear, program by program, and so far we've played all four programs, so I know this is our lucky day. We'll see number five will come up promptly at 1:30. See you then.
John, let's just do something, not on you.
All right, let's turn loose.
When they get on.
I believe they're coming on now. Y'all just go ahead and pick something, and they'll get these things situated in a minute.
Thank you.
we on now? Yes, sir. Great big howdy and a special welcome to you, friends and neighbors. I know you've seen me out here two or three times this morning, but we're back starting the show off at 1 o'clock. This is the Big Ben Pickers. Some of them pick the note and some of them actually play music. Now, you know what this is for on here? Most of us hillbillies can tell you. They don't want these mics to get to where they play anything but hillbilly music. See, they do love to play long-haired music over once in a while. But we're going to get underway with the show here and just kind of pick and draw the people in. And we'll do Rolling in the Sweet Baby's Arms. So how about thank you. two or three numbers up here. We're kind of drawing the crowd up here. I know it's been raining. Really appreciate y'all coming out and listening to this fine music that they have. We got some real good ones coming on in just a little bit. Right now, I think we ought to call Mike and the Smoky Valley Boys up here. Mike, come on up here. They're kind of faithful. Let's give them a great big hand and get them up here.
What's underneath that thing? We're going to do a little train robber song, if you're not ill-disposed towards something like this. It's a ballad of Jesse James. It was on a Wednesday night, the moonshine cried. They robbed the bleeding train, and the people didn't see for many miles away. Was the outlaw Frank and Jesse James. Jesse had a wife, come on all his life. The children, they were afraid. Was a dirty little coward who shot Mr. Clown and played poor Jesse. Robert Ford, that dirty little car, I wonder how he does feel. For he ate up Jesse's bread, and he slept as he fell, and he put poor Jesse in his grave. Jesse had a wife to mourn all his life, and children, they were afraid. Was a dirty little car who shot Mr. Tower, and played poor Jesse in his grave. Chair just to hang pictures there. When he heard a noise behind, when he turned his head around, the bullet struck him down, and Jesse laid down and died. Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. The children, they were afraid. But the dirty little coward who shot Mr. Bob has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Coming, friends and neighbors. Airmail. Zip code. Now we're going to do a little music. It's what I'd call above sea level music. It's Foggy Mountaintop. Cause me to leave my
Mike. Thank you, friends and neighbors. I'm telling you, them boys, they really take
them.
Right now, I'm going to bring those two little stepdaughters of mine up here. They want to do a number. Said that, Daddy, if you go out there and you don't call us up, you'll be hard to live with, I tell you that. So, and keep peace in the family. Here's my two little daughters.
All right. Push it down.
Imogene. I mean.
Push it down.
Push it right down.
Don't shoot them. Melinda and Debbie.
We're going to sing a song entitled, This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land, this land is my land.
Dances from, oh, let me see, up Alabama way, Fairhope, Alabama, all ready to go. Let's give them a great big hand. All the way around the world. And now a Florida Folk Festival wouldn't be a festival without a cracker. And here he is, Cousin J.P. Deacle, all ready to crack that whip from Jacksonville, Florida. The real Florida cracker.
I'd like to invite each and every one of you to the rodeo at Jacksonville, Florida, May the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. I'm about out of breath, but thank you.
Give him a great big hand. You know, we'd about decided that our next singer didn't like us a bit, or he had got the high culture or something. So we were just elated when he said that he for sure he was going to come, not only come but bring his lovely wife Dot with him to sing cowboy ballads for us. Bob Tinsley of Ocala, give them a great big hand.
Thank you very much, Cousin Thelma, and ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to sing two or three cowboy songs, but first of all, I would like to tell you that the cowboy songs in Florida are the very same cowboy songs that you find out in the West. First one I'd like to do is one about an outlaw horse out in Arizona, a paint horse that's called a Skyball Paint.
Old Skyball Paint was the devil's saint. His eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil. Sing hi-ho, hoopy-tie-o, ride 'em high and down you go, sons of the western soil. I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. So I threw my noose on the old cayuse and I once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his head where his tail should be. So says I, perhaps he's shy, he just don't care for me. Sing hi-ho, hoopy-tie-o, ride 'em high and down you go, sons of the western soil. In town one day I chanced to stray up on the old sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold this nag to him. But when he plants a seat of his pants in Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits that Jim will not be there. Sing hi-ho, hoopy-tie-o, ride 'em high and down you go, sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Thank you very much. I don't think this one needs any introduction. I think you'll recognize this one.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped up in white linen, wrapped up in white linen as cold as the clay. Beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me. For I'm a young cowboy and I know I've done wrong. It was once in the saddle I used to go dashing. Once in the saddle I used to go gay, first to the dram house and then to the card house. Got shot in the breast and I'm dying today. We beat the drum slowly and played the fife lowly. We bitterly wept as we bore him along, for we all loved our comrade, so brave, young, and handsome. We all loved our comrade, although he'd done wrong.
Thank you. Here's a little oddity number, a parody actually, that's taught to me by a buddy of mine in Littlefield, Texas. It's a little bit of an unusual version of Frankie and Johnny.
Now Frankie and Johnny were married about a year ago, you see. When Frankie says to Johnny, now a daddy soon you'll be. If it's a boy, we'll call it sunshine, a little girl, we'll call it rain. They didn't want a little girlie, so now this they did exclaim. We'll pray for sunshine, we'll also be prepared for rain. When ordering children, it isn't like pie. You take what you get, and you gotta be well satisfied. So keep on smiling. What is to be, it will be just the same. They sat up all night praying. Next morning heard the doctor saying, got your sunshine, you've also got a little rain.
Thank you. Thank you. For the last thing, I'd like to call my wife Dottie up here and do a little bit of the old Mountain Clog Dance. She's a former member of the world champion clog square dance team from Hendersonville in Brevard, North Carolina. Thank you. She brought a little bit of cornmeal to put on the floor here, but I told her if she poured it out there, we'd have to have a pone of cornbread up here. But anyway, she'll try it. It needs a slick four, but we'll try it. You all do see the condones as the grass is blown. Oh, Paul's brown, and the one that's brown. Oh, and my mother's fast day creation. Watch the watch your step. One day, Joe dancing around on his toes. Oh, we're crushing all her. Hey, let her go. Oh, honey, hail, hail. Bang's all to do for the Alabama Dolly. You ought to see the condones as the grass is blown. Oh, Paul's brown.
One more dance. I want to read a little telegram that came from Fairhope, Alabama, to the Country Dancers School of Organic Education. With you every mile, be sweet and make us proud. Signed, Louise. And you can take the message back that you have made them very, that you should make them very proud. We are very proud of you too.
We depart from the English dance of Pearl.
Signed, Louise. And you can take the message back that you have made them very, that you should make them very proud. We are very proud of you too.
We depart from the English dance of Pearl.
Just remember the Red River Valley and the power of love you so true.
You know, she stayed away from us for a while. I guess she was fishing. This is the queen of the Suwannee River, Grandma Odlin. And it's with great pleasure and pride that I bring her up here for the night. You gonna tell us a few little things about the Suwannee River?
About Suwannee?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't prepared no story because I didn't know I was coming in until late yesterday afternoon.
Well, that's all right. Now,
but
you know,
you'll ask me some questions, probably I can answer.
Tell us about the sturgeon in the Suwannee.
Well, the sturgeon in the Suwannee is almost a thing of past. Because they're little small ones. We used to catch them when they were as long as we are tall. And they'd be 300-400 pounds. We'd just pack one side in a barrel with them, and then ice on the other side and ship it to New York. And they get a lot of caviar water, but now they're small. There's nothing new. And it's a shame for people to catch those small fish and throw them in the big 7 years and they'd be big ones again. Because they're valuable fish. The meat is good. So consequently, we shouldn't do it. We do.
You were going to tell us one time how Eric found you.
Well, that's been so long ago that I almost have forgotten.
How long ago was it?
Well, it's been 56 years ago.
Uh-huh. Oh, but now you know you remember.
I might read you a little story that I have written up.
See, she wasn't prepared.
Well, you see, we were married in 1910. And, of course, I was a young thing.
I get right and, close to this one. No,
this was May. We were married on May the 22nd, 1910. Spent a week around the home. Went to see all the neighbors. Spent a day with Mr. and Mrs. Murray. And they had boba and dumplings for dinner. Wasn't that nice? We enjoyed it very much. We then had a nice day. Monday, they left home. Come on down the ocean to Suwannee River. We, couple of neighbors.